Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, My Hot Tub Fantasy About You, Sir. My doctor, my alpha male, oh, sweet master, so gentle with your kisses. So sensual with the stroke of your tongue, caressing my neck, inside my arms and back of knees. Oh, yes, so exciting, licking and biting my clit while pumping my pussy with your strong fingers. Doctor, you are my lustful master. Oh, the feel of your fingers pulling and twisting at my nipples. Oh, yes. Oh, I keep doing that, doctor. Oh, yes. Burning them with your wax, icing till I shiver with ecstasy. Your cock, so fucking strong and hard, pumping deeper, deeper, yes, smiling as you begin rocking me, riding me, my legs raised, and as open to you as possible. Doctor, you are my patient master, wanting my ass and, yes, tolerate my whimpers, gently playing, sliding your fingers in, and massaging, lubricating, stretching. Oh, yes, baby. Teasing my anus with your cock and making me scream with desire. Don't stop. Yes. Doctor. You are my dominant master. Kissing every inch of my body with your flogger, lashing every inch and enjoying my moans and cries for more. Oh, doctor, will you give me instructions on how to please you tonight? I want to know. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. Do you know that I once had a hot tub fuck fantasy about you, sir? Yes. Here it is. Let's begin the fuck. Yes. The steam was rising from the water. I quickly stripped off my robe and slipped into the water slowly. Yes. I then settled back against the wall of the hot tub and gazed up at the night sky. Even though it was an overcast, it was fairly bright. And then, I heard you approach and I glanced back at you out the corner of my eye as you slowly slid into the water. I moved closer to you, leaning forward and kissed you. Nice, isn't it? I asked. Very nice, you said as you slipped your arms around me and pulled me closer to you. I then settled into your arms and we were silent for a few moments. I leaned my head against your shoulder and closed my eyes. And suddenly, I felt something cold hit my nose. I gasped, when I opened my eyes. It was snowing. I leaned up and nuzzled your ear. This is just too cool. I've always had a fantasy of fucking in a hot tub while it was snowing, I said softly to him. You grin. Well, let's see if we can make your fantasy come true, baby. I then repositioned myself so that I was sitting on your lap, facing you. I wrapped my arms around your neck and kissed you. I then rubbed my double D breasts against your chest. Yes. You like that, baby? And kissed your cheek. Then kissed your jaw. Then kissed your neck. I nuzzled your ear again as your hands roamed and explored my body. Your hands went up to squeeze my shoulders and then ran down my back, rubbing as you went. Yes, baby. It feels good. Yes. Then slid over my hips and down my legs. Caressing and massaging. Yes. What a fucking hot fantasy, baby. Yes. Then my tongue trailed along your jaw until I reached your mouth. I then nibble on the bottom of your lip and then sucked it into my mouth. Yes, you like that, baby? Yes. I let go of it and then kissed you, sliding my tongue slowly and seductively into your mouth to explore. Your hands began the journey back, rubbing over my legs, thighs, hips, back up until they found my breast. Yes. When they stopped to caress and squeeze, your fingers found my nipples and manipulated them into hard knobs. Yes. Yes, keep doing that, baby. Oh God, I love when you rub my nipples. Yes. My tongue found yours and I sucked it into my mouth. Yes. Gently sucking on it and rubbing my tongue against it. Yes. I squirmed against you and I could feel your arousal. One of your hands dropped down to my hip and then made its way between my legs. I moaned as your hand caressed my already fucking aroused. Wet. Pussy. Yes, your fingers slid between my lips. And then slowly entered me. I moaned again. And shuddered slightly. One of my hands reached down and found your beautiful cock. I slowly stroked a few times and then moved your hand out of the way. I raised up and took your beautiful cock again. Yes, you like that, baby? Rubbing the head over my pussy, gliding over my clit a few times, and then moving it back down until it was right at my entrance, and then ever so fucking slowly. Yes, I slid down on you. You like that, sir? Oh, I know you do. Yes, I did not move for another moment. The only muscles in my body that were moving were the ones in my cunt, squeezing your cock. Yes. We gazed at each other for a moment, and then I leaned forward and gently kissed the spots, snowflakes that fell on your face. Your arms tightened around me and my mouth found yours, and I kissed you harder. Yes. Then I started to move. Yes. Slowly at first, and then picking up speed. Yes, and then I went faster. The strokes got longer and deeper. Yes, you like that, baby? Yes, 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 yes. Fuck me. Yes. The night was silent except for breathing, soft moans, and the sloshing of water. You grabbed onto my hips and I held on you tightly.
Yes. We fucked harder and faster. Oh God. Yes.
The feel of your hard cock pounding away in me and the swirling of the hot water did me in.
Oh fuck. I'm gonna come. I started shuddering and jerking. You thrust deeply into me once, twice. Oh God. Oh fucking God. I'm gonna come. Oh, you're gonna come. We're gonna come together.
And gave into your own release. Yes. When our breathing returned to normal, I snuggled against you, baby. Oh, thank you for making my fantasy come true, I said to you. Oh, sir. You remember when you told me that my words are too fucking hot? Oh, I remember that, baby. Now tell me, did this story or my other stories make you come? I hope so. I enjoy writing my fantasy stories for you, sir. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny. Stay wet. Stay salty vixen. Goodbye.